came back to him then, the conversation from days ago. He hadn't paid much attention at the time. Sarah had said, "He told me to buy a new Ferrari from a guy in Monterey and have it shipped to San Francisco." When Evans expressed surprise that George was buying another Ferrari, "I know, how many Ferraris can one man use, and this one doesn't seem up to his usual standard. From the email pictures, it looks kind of beat up." And then she said, "The Ferrari he bought is a 1972 365 GTS Daytona Spider. He already has one, Peter. It's like he doesn't know."
"Oh, I knew all right," Morton said. "What a waste of money. The car was a piece of crap, and then I had to fly a couple of Hollywood prop guys up to Sonoma to beat the hell out of it and make it look like a crash. Then they flatbedded it out that night, set it on the road, fired up the smoke pots."
"And you drove right past a wreck that was already in place," Evans said.
"Yes," Morton said, nodding. "Drove right around the corner, pulled off the road, climbed up the hill, and watched you guys."
"You son of a bitch."
"I'm sorry," Morton said. "But we needed real emotion to distract the police from the problems."
"What problems?"
"Ice-cold engine block, for one," Kenner said. "That engine hadn't run for days. One of the cops noticed it was cold while the car was being put on the truck. He came back and asked you the time of the accident, all of that. I was concerned they would figure it out."
"But they didn't," Morton said.
"No, they knew something was wrong, but I don't think they ever guessed identical Ferraris."
"No one in his right mind," Morton said, "would intentionally destroy a 1972 365 GTS, even a crappy one."
Morton was smiling, but Evans was angry.
"Somebody could have told me."
"No," Kenner said. "We needed you to work Drake, like the cell phone."
"What about it?"
"The cell phone was a very low-quality bug. We needed Drake to suspect that you were part of the investigation. We needed him pressured."
"Well, it worked. That's why I got poisoned in my apartment, isn't it?" Evans said. "You guys were willing to take a lot of risks with my life."
"It turned out all right," Kenner said.
"You did this car crash to pressure Drake?"
"And to get me free," Morton said. "I needed to go down to the Solomons and find out what they were doing. I knew Nick would save the best for last, although if they had been able to modify that hurricane, that was the third stunt they planned, so that it hit Miami. That would have been spectacular."
"Fuck you, George," Evans said.
"I'm sorry it had to be this way," Kenner said.
"And fuck you, too."
Then Evans got up and went to the front of the plane. Sarah was sitting alone. He was so angry he refused to speak to her. He spent the next hour staring out the window. Finally, she began talking quietly to him, and at the end of half an hour, they embraced.